the CSKT Tribal Council unanimously approved a resolution ratifying the compact, making it official following its passage through Congress last week. CSKT Chairwoman Shelley Fiant.
We have several years to implement this, and we have a lot of work to do with the rebuilding of the Flathead Indian Irrigation Project and the assumption of the National Bison Range.
Under the compact, the federal government will provide $1.9 billion to rebuild the Flathead Irrigation Project in exchange for the tribes relinquishing a majority of their water rights claims. Tribal council members said they've already been in touch with the U.S. Interior Department about assuming management of the National Bison Range over the next 2 years. The tribe's ratification of the compact prevents state lawmakers from pulling out of the deal, which they agreed to via legislation in 2015. One Republican lawmaker has already requested a bill to do so. Meanwhile, a group of conservative lawmakers signed on to a letter this week calling for a lawsuit to block the CSKT Water Compact and say they feel betrayed by Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines for sponsoring the legislation. Republican Representative Derek Skies of Kalispell was among those state lawmakers and says land exchanges in the compact passed by Congress weren't part of the deal passed by the 2015 state legislature.
As the legislature, what we should do right away is pass a resolution on like day one saying, wait a minute, why does the tribe get to ratify this when it returns from Congress, but the state of Montana doesn't have to?
A spokesperson for Senator Daines' office didn't respond to Ski's arguments about changes to the compact, but said the legislation passed by Congress was based on the agreement the state ratified. CSKT Chairwoman Fiant says the state, federal government, and the tribes participated in a fair and open negotiation to pass the compact. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.